Hello, baby. I know you're at work right now, but I thought it would be nice to leave you this voicemail about our about our anniversary. I have a little surprise planned for you. and I thought it would be really nice if you prepped for me before I came home. I have a few errands to run, so what I need you to do is go home after work, get yourself nice and clean, take off all of your clothes, and wait for me in the kitchen. I've left some treats in the kitchen. You'll find them when you get there. I would like you to make sure that you use every single piece that you find, all right? That will be the handcuffs, the blindfold, and the butt plug. And when I get home, we're gonna have so much fun. Okay, baby, I'll see you later, all right? Bye. Mwah. Well, well, well. What do we have here? I had thought I was helping myself to an empty house so I could pick and choose from the numerous valuables you no doubt have stashed in here. Instead, I find a bound, naked, blindfolded little slut boy. Look at you. Oh, no, 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 don't panic, don't struggle, you're not going anywhere. I suppose you're waiting for somebody, aren't you? Your girlfriend? Wife? Boyfriend? No. Wife, then. And you have trussed yourself up here like a Christmas turkey just waiting for her to come home. Is that why the front door was off the latch? I only tried it thinking I would test my luck, but, well, this is most certainly my lucky day. Ooh. You have a delicious body, little boy. So warm beneath my hands. Oh, I can feel you trembling. Are you scared? Are you worried about what I might do to you? Well, you don't need to worry. I have no interest in hurting you. I only came to rob you. But since you're wrapped up here so nicely, maybe I'll help myself to a few other treats before I leave. Ooh, feel the tension in your shoulders, darling. Ooh. Just running my finger along your body, you are as tense and stiff as a steel bar. I wonder if that's the only part of you that's stiff. Let's have a feel, shall we? What's this? I do believe this is ribbon. You really did wrap yourself up like a present, didn't you, boy? A sweet, bound, blindfolded gift for your wife. Your cock bound in, oh, silky red ribbon. Oh, and what do we have here? Little boy,
Is this a butt plug? Well, aren't you a kinky little fuck? Shh, it's all right. It's okay. But with your ass sticking so high in the air, I couldn't help but give it some attention. Did you not enjoy that? What about if I just stroke it instead? You like that attention, don't you, little boy? Oh, such sweet moans you make. I'm surprised you can make any sound at all through that gag. Does it go both ways, or is it just a dildo on the outside? Oh, that look of fear. I can see it in your expression, even with the blindfold in place. Let's have a little check. Don't move. You know what? I think it does extend into your mouth. So, not only are you gagged and unable to speak, but you have a thick lump of rubber wedged between your teeth. Dirty boy. Well, I'm not about to let this treat go to waste. What if I hop up onto the table? Hey, can you smell me? Maybe I'm not quite as wet as I could be, but I can help that. Listen to this. That's what it sounds like when I rub my clit. I know, it's a bit forward, isn't it? But you're the one who's naked. And if I'm not mistaken, you're already sporting quite a large erection. Would it be fair of me to say that this excites you? A stranger inviting herself into your house, running her hands all over you, and playing with your bound cock. Well, it certainly excites me. Oh, which is why I'm just gonna rub myself a little bit. I bet you wish you could see me. But not yet. Isn't it much more exciting when you don't know who I am? I could be anybody. I could be a stranger. I could be your neighbor. I could be your bus driver, your shopping attendant, the woman who takes your cash when you buy your groceries. You'll never know. Oh, look at that. You do appear to be twitching. Well, I think we're going to have to do something about this. Lift your chin. Lift your chin. There we are. After all, if you're going to wear a dildo gag, I've got to put it to good use, don't I? Just going to ease myself forward onto it. I know it's an awkward position, little boy, but it works for me, even if it doesn't work for you. Dada, don't try to pull away. Stop it. And put my hands around the back of your head. You're not going anywhere. And if you know what's good for you, you might want to think about putting your head to work. Pump your head backward and forward and fuck my cunt with that dildo gag. Now. That's good. Oh. You know, your little wife, wherever she is, I bet she had this evening all planned out for you, didn't she? Well, you may be thinking, I don't have long. I'll have to run soon because your wife, your saviour, must be on the way soon. Is that why you're so calm? Keep moving your head. Well, I'll let you into a secret. I blocked the front door. I bolted it from the inside and pushed that handy little cabinet for all of your shoes up against the frame. It'll take her a long while to get through that. She may even need to call help to push through the barricade. And in the meantime, I'm sure I can escape out the back door. Oh, speaking of back doors. No, I'm done for now. I'll be back for that, but first... Oh, you did a very good job. My fingers are fucking soaked. Here you go, little boy. How do you like? A nice thick smear of pussy juice all over your nose. Do I smell good? I thought so. Back door, I say. You know, from the outside, this plug looks quite small, but I am familiar with this design. It has a nice long flange and then a flared base so as not to be lost inside you, but I know full well that the plug itself is a good 4 inches long and 1.5. Which tells me you quite like having things in your ass. Don't you, little boy? Don't you shake your head at me. I don't like liars. You like having your ass filled, don't you? Don't you? Attaboy. Very good. So... as a reward for fucking me so nicely with your dildo gag, I'm going to fuck your ass with this butt plug. Oh, you prepared this very well. It's very, very well lubed up. All I need to do is plant my fingers. Oh. Goodness, you're clenched so tightly. You might want to relax, little boy. Otherwise, this is going to hurt you. How does that feel? Oh, you are so tight. I can feel the resistance as I pull and push this plug. Could it be you're not used to getting fucked? Perhaps you just like the fullness, the weight of steel in your ass. Maybe you've never actually been fucked before. Interesting. Let's fix that, shall we? Oh, no, little boy, it's fine. Just relax. I'm going to pump this plug in and out of you while unfastening this sweet red ribbon and jerking your sweet little cock. Because it is a sweet cock. It's just perfect to fit in my mouth. You liked the sound of that, did you? I can tell by the way you twitched in my hand. Would you like me to suck your cock, little boy? Ask nicely. Come on now, we're going to be here for quite some time. We may as well have some fun. I told you, little wifey can't get through the door, and by the time she does, I'll be long gone, and you'll have never seen my face. The least we can do for each other is provide a little pleasure. So, I say again, would you like me to suck your cock? Good boy. Just for that, I'm going to keep fucking your ass with this plug while I slip myself beneath you and feed your cock into my mouth. Oh, you are quite hard, little boy. Yes, you are. Could it be this is more exciting for you than you ever dared hope, than you ever dared admit? A stranger forcing her way into your house and taking you. Oh no, don't try to answer. I can see that your mouth is full. How about I just suck you instead? You're already dripping so much, little boy. So much tasty pre-cum. That's it. Moan for me. Moan. Moan. Did you forget? I told you. I'm going to keep pulling and pushing this plug in your ass while I suck you off. And if you take it, like a good boy, I may even let you come. How's that? Such a pretty little cock. I can fit so much of you in my mouth at once. It means I can keep my other hand free to play with your balls. How tight they are. You're not going to last long through much of this treatment, are you? Poor, poor baby. What was that? You know I can't understand you with that gag in your mouth. Are you telling me that you're about to come? Could that be it? Oh, well done. You must be a good boy. About to come while I fuck your ass and suck your sweet little cock. Hey, I just had the best idea. Your pre-cum tastes so good. Would you like to taste it too? How about I let you come in my mouth and then feed it back to you with a sweet, sweet kiss. Oh, well, if that isn't a telltale pearl of pre-cum, I don't know what is. You have a deal, little boy. Come in my mouth. Come in my mouth, and I will share that sweet, sweet cum with you. There you go, little boy. How does that taste? What do you mean? Really? You know who I am? Then why don't you tell me if you think you know, little boy? Oh, how did you know? I worked so hard to conceal my voice. I did everything I could. How did you know? Oh, yes, I should have thought of that. Of course you know the smell of my pussy. Well, baby, happy anniversary. What did you think? Was that good? I know. But you always said that, you know, you wanted to try something a little bit different with toys and, you know, with bondage and stuff. So I thought, what if I introduced a bit of a role play in there as well? You know, a little bit of danger. Did you like it? Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so, so glad you liked it, honey. Hang on, let me get your blindfold off. Oh, there you go. Oh, yes, it is a bit bright in here, sorry. I put all the lights on. I wanted to make sure I could see so I didn't hurt you. Are you okay? You like another kiss. Of course you can have another kiss. You know, I really do like the taste of your cum. Yeah, and I don't often get to share it with you, so that was really nice. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Let me unfasten all of these and I'll let you go. Oh, thank you, sweetie. I just wanted to do something special for our anniversary. I'm really glad that you liked it. Mm-hmm.
No, actually. I had planned a bit more, for this evening. I know you like it when I dress up, so I bought something that I'm wearing, underneath this suit. If you come upstairs with me, I'm happy to show you. Okay, let's go. I love you too, baby. Let's go.